Now, Choyme b'shom b'esh, in certain ways, Hatay Yishor is more stricter than Esh. And Choyme b'esh b'shor, Esh, the Masik of Esh, also has Chumris over Ashor. So what's the case? Choyme b'shom b'esh, that the Esh is, Ashor is more stricter than Esh. Shehashor mishalm again Kofer. When Ashor kills a man, so the Baal Ashor has to pay Kofer. V'chayim b'shloshim shalevid. Who adin Yechayim shloshim shalevid. And Nigma Dinoi, we after we pass Gnois that this shore kills somebody, is also Bano, comes also Bano. And Mosul a Cheresh Shait of the Kotin, if you give over your shore to a Cheresh Shait of the Kotin, Chayiv, the owner's Chayiv, Ma'ashen Kein Beish, these things don't apply by Eish. So Rashi says, Ma'ashen Kein Beish, Eish le Chayiv was Reifas Odom. Eish is not Chayiv if it kills a man. Why? Shehoi le Levroyach. A man has Das, he's supposed to run away. And if he was tied up there, Hamavra Chayiv Misa. If he was tied up then you light him, so then the Pshat is the Mavra is Chayiv Misa. And then we say, the Komle B'd Rabmine, the first to come on, the Pharaoh, we'll see later on. So either he's Chayiv Misa, and then Shit is Potter from paying money, we say Komle B'd Rabmine. Or else, he's Potter from Adam, therefore you don't have the Chiyav of Shleishim, of Shkolim, Shleishim Shkolim for Nevet Kanani, and you don't have the Lacha to pay back Kofer if you kill a person. Only Ashur has this. Now, Chayim of the Eish b'Ashur, Eish is more strict in certain ways than Ashur. Sho Eish muedes mitchilasa. An Eish is always like a mood. When it's Chayiv, it's always Chayiv, and then Shalom right away. Ma'ashenkein b'Ashur, Ma'ashenkein b'Ashur has a chum akula, that at least by Karen, it's not a derech to do it. It's only a tam, the beginning is only a nezek, shachatzi nezek. Now, Chayim of the Eish b'Ashur, the Chayim of b'Ashur m'Eish. Choyme b'bor m'beish, bor is more stricter than eish, she t'chilos as yos l'nezik. In other words, that if it would only set bor, I would not know eish, because bor as a mailer, it was the beginning made to do damage. T'chilos as yos l'nezik. Mosra l'cheresh reit of a cotton, yos l'chayiv, because it's called the bor is doing the damage. Forget about the cheresh reit of a cotton. Your ditch is doing the damage. Ma'ashen kein beish, ma'ashen kein b'yesh, that eish was not created mitchilo to do damage, like Eish in your property is useful, you could cook with it, do other things with it. It's only if you didn't watch it later that the Ruach takes it away that you're Chayiv. And who adin? Eish, if you give it over to Chereshoi to the Kotin, you're Potter, like we learned before, because you need his actions of taking the fire to bring it someplace else. That's why it's called the Savso, the Cheresh, it's their actions, not your actions, that's why you're Potter. Now, Choyma v'Eish min b'bor. Eish is more stricter than bor. Sho Eish adakul el chol hazik. An Eish travels, the Ruach Mitzuyah takes the fire, it could travel someplace else. O mu'edes lechol, and it's a mu'ed, means it has to pay, bein dover ruyalo, o bein dover shein ruyalo. When fire does damage to property, whether it's something that's normal for fire to heat it up, like wood or property, or else a dover shein ruyalo, even though it's not fit for it to do the damage. We'll see later, like we had before already. That's by the Niroi, or Avnoi. If the fire scorches your stones, or scorches the ground, over there it's not really a derech heated up that way, still Yechayiv. Yeah. Rashi speaks out here. Whenever it says Shor here, it means Keren Kemar of Leib Shein Beregel. Now, Ma'ashen Kein Bebor, Bor is different. That Bor is not Chayiv on a Dovor Shein Ruyalo. Something that's not fitting for it, the Bor is Poteron. Now that we'll soon see what that means. Now the Gemara says, "V'listmi, why don't we learn Choyma b'Shor mi'b'Bor?" Another thing that Shor is more stricter than Bor. Sha'ashor chayiv boyes akelim. That let's listmi Choyma b'Shor mi'b'Bor. Sha'ashor chayiv boyes akelim. Or Shor, if it does damage to kelim, it's chayiv. Ma'ashen kein b'Bor, but by Bor you don't have this. But v'dash in the pasuk Shor v'loy odom chamor v'loy kelim. That if Kalim fall into a bor, you're potter. So why don't we say that? Sumar says, no, I'll tell you this price of Mani Reb Yehudi. Maybe this price that goes according to Reb Yehuda. The Mechayiv Anista Kalim Babor. Reb Yehuda, we had before, holds no, that even when Kalim fall into a bor, the Balabor is Chayiv. For the Gemara E Reb Yehuda, if our price that goes according to Reb Yehuda, then aim a Sefer. What did the Sefer say? It said like this, that Choyme Be'eshme Babor. In one way, certain ways, Eish is more stricter than a bor. Why? Sho'eish darko le'elechol hazik. An eish could travel, can move. Mashenk and a bor can't move. O mu'ed lechol etzchayev se mu'ed to pay. Lechol bein dov or ruyalo. O bein dov eshen ruyalo. whether it's something that an Eish could really do damage to, eat it up completely, or whether it's something that Eish cannot eat it up completely, still the Baal Eish has to pay. Ma'ashen kein v'bor, the Brisa says. But by bor we don't have this. By bor it's only chayev on a dover ruyelo, but a dover that's not ruyelo, it's potter. Now, dover ruyelo maniyu. What is something fitting that fire should eat it up? Eitzim, that means wood. When fire gets a hold of wood, it eats it up completely. That's called dover ruyelo, that for sure is chayev. Now what's the chiddush that eish is even chayev on a dover shein ruyelo, on something that's not fitting for it to do damage? Mani, what is this? Kalim, with a fire, just like gets the kalim black, or just scorches it, you have a metal kli, and the fire goes through, it doesn't really destroy the kli, it only damages a little bit. Still, Eishes Chayim, that's what our Brisa says. And it says here clearly, Mashen came to Bor, but by Bor you do not have this. So now, Ereb Yud, if this Brisa goes according to Reb Yehuda, if so, Matu, we said already, that Nechayif Hoya Reb Yud on this kalim Bor. But the Yudish Shittur is, no, the Bor is Chayiv if Kalim fall into it. So how could the Brisa say here that Eish is more Chomer than Bor? Because Eish is Chayiv even on Kalim. It's Mash for Mashen came the Bor. That Bor is Potter on Kalim. Are you telling me that this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Mor says, Elo really atayil elam Rabbonini. No, this Brisa goes according to Rabbonin. That Rabbonin dashin aposik shov lo yodon chamor v'lo Kalim. That only if a chamor falls into the bor yechayiv, not if kalim. That's why it says eish is more chaymer, because eish is chayiv even if eish just does damage to kalim. Mashenkin b'bor, if kalim fall into a bor, you potter. Goes according to Rabbanan. So if it goes according to Rabbanan, then the kasha was, why don't we say that shor is more chaymer than the bor? That shor is chayiv on kalim as bor is potter. So I'll tell you the ton of a shayir. True, it learns a lot of cases. But it also leaves out certain cases. So this is one of the cases that it left out. That's called Ton of Ashayir. It learned and left over. For the Gemara, usually, like Kasha, Ma Shayir the High Shayir. Like usually, you don't only leave over one thing. You leave out a few things, okay. So if you're telling me now we left out this Chumrah, that Shor is more stricter than Bor, what else did we leave out? If you left out something else, then you can say the Tana left out a few things. But just to leave out one thing, it's not Mastavra. So Mar says, yes, it left out other things also. I tell you, Shaya Tumen. It left out Tumen. That Eish is Potter on Tumen. Shor and Bor is Chayiv on Tumen. Mashenken Eish is Potter. We have before, if Eish goes over a field, and there's something that was hidden in the middle of the field, even though the fire burns it down, you're Potter on Tumen. So the Brisa didn't mention this either. Therefore it's good, the Brisa goes according to the Rabbonin. It doesn't mention that Bor is Potter on Kalim. So what did it doesn't mention that Eish is Potter on Tumen, something that was hidden. The boy is saying another terrorist could be no. Le'yarlam Rabbi Yehuda. That the Brisa doesn't leave out anything. And the Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda Shita holds the water by Bor, Kalim is Potter. So therefore it's good why the Brisa didn't say the Chumrah of Shor over Bor, that Shor is Chayiv on Kalim. And Bor is Potter on Kalim, because the Brisa were going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That if you hold anyway a bor is chayiv on kalim, so that's why we didn't say that chumrah. So le'elam Rabbi Yehudahi. So then the question was, how can we say though that eish is chayiv on a dava shein ruyelo, which means kalim, but a bor is potter on something that's not ruyelo? Why? I was saying according to Rabbi Yehuda, a bor is chayiv on kalim. So my answer is like this: the dava shein ruyelo. What does our brayso mean that the bor is potter on something that's not real law, lav la suya kalim, it does not mean to include kalim, or else even the means of care. In the case of eish, that we say eish is chayiv, even on a dove shen real law. So it doesn't mean to include kalim to say that a fire burns up kalim, that you chayiv, and then it would be mashma that by bor you potter. No, that's not the case. Ela la suya lichachoy niroi vesichzachoy avonach, like we had before. The chiddush is, let's say fire goes over a plowed field, and it ruins the field a little bit. It doesn't really eat up the field because there's nothing growing. But if you plow the field already, and now a fire goes over it, it ruins the plowing that you did. Or else for sichtzecha avonav, it scorches stones. So that's called ein ruyelo, because it doesn't really eat up, destroy completely the field or the stones. Still, an eish is chayiv on this. Ma'ashen kein b'bor, you don't have this. By bor, there's no mazik of stones or of kalim, or of karka. Like karka can't fall into a bor. That's all the Brisa means. but it does not mean to say that a bor is potter on kelim. Could be a bor is chayiv on kelim. Maskiv lo Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks a question like this. Listening, why don't we have another case in the Braisa? Listening, why don't we learn? Chayme b'shor mi b'bor. There's a chumra of shor over bor. Shar shor chayiv boi shor psula mekdoshim. If a shor hits another shor that was a psula hamekdoshim, means, let's say it was first a korban and then it became a balmum. So the lachar is, you'll have to be poiderit. And somebody was poiderit. So he has his own shor, he owns the shor. So now if somebody's animal does damage to that shor, you chayiv. You don't have the power of shor. You don't have the p'tur of shor reyeyu v'loy shor shel hegdish, because that shor is not called shel hegdish anymore since you already poider it. But I call upon him, and it has halacha though that the nevela of it you can't use. You can't give it to your kelif. P'suli amigdashim, the nevela can't be used. So by shor it doesn't make a difference. Ma'ashen came by bor, but by bor it's not that way, because by bor the Torah says if a shor falls into your bor and dies. So the Torah says that the Baal HaBor keeps the Nevela. He has the right to use it for himself. He can give it to his own dog. And he only has to, and therefore he has to pay him the complete damage. So you see, by Bor, you only chayiv in a case where you can keep the carcass, you can keep the Nevela. Mashenken, if the behemoth was a Psuli HaMagadoshim, that you can't keep the Nevela there. The Nevela is also Banolike, you can't enjoy the Nevela, so you don't have the Chiddush HaBor. So therefore, if a shor stoises another shor psula magdashim, you are chayiv. Mashenken by bor, you'd be potter. Like Rashi says, shor psula magdashim, sheniftu, that you are poiderit. V'nofel b'bor, and fell into a bor, potter balabor. The balabor is potter. You know why? Because the pasuk says, by a bor, bal ha bor yishalim. The owner of the bor has to pay. And the pasuk says, v'hameis yieloi, that you keep the nevela. If somebody's ox falls into your bor, so the halacha is, you have to pay him back for the complete value of that shor. If it was worth $200, you have to pay him back $200. And the nevela now, even though it's worth $25, you keep the nevela. The Torah says, v'yameiti yaloi. So when you chayiv in bor, only in the case where the nevela you can keep. But yotzezeh, this case where the animal was a psuli amagadoshim, yotzezeh, shein hameish yaloi. You cannot keep the nevela here. The alpha gav, the nift, even though you're poider it. In Mesa, if it dies, also la'achilo leklovim. You're not allowed to give it to your klovim. Like with Dash and the Gemara in Bechoris. The Pasuk says, Tizbach, you're allowed to shecht of psula amigdashim v'loy legiza. You can't shear off and use the wool. Bosa v'loy cholub. You can eat the meat of it, but you can't use the milk of it. V'yachalt, it says, v'loy leklovim. You can't give it to klovim. So the kid says, since you can't be in the kind of the Pasuk by bor of Yameis Yeloi, so you pot it completely. That's the question. Why doesn't the Braisa say that if a shor stoises another psula magdashim yichayiv, but by a bor you potter? So it says like this: Iyamrit pishtayim rabbanit to tell me how the Braisa goes according to rabbanin. He then it's very good. Adi the shayir hach shayir namihach. Since it left out other cases of kelim, so it left out this also. El Iyamrit, you want to tell me now? Or before by kelim Rashi says by the according to rabbanin left out tomin and kelim, so left out this also. But if you want to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, we go according to Rabbi Yehuda. If so, my shayir, the high shayir. What else did it leave out that this can't be the only case? Tamar says yes. Shayir left out dosh beniroi. In the case where you have a dosh, Rashi says shim dosh hashor beniroi. That if your shor goes over somebody's field that was plowed, but it's kavin lekach. Shrei hashor melumadim bedisha. That a shor is melum and knows how to do disha. Trample over it. That's told to the Karen he. If my shor goes and tramples over your field that was just plowed, and my shor ruined your field, I'm chayiv. Mashenkin by bor, the loshayich vehezek karka. Yeah. Mashenkin by bor, there's no such damage as karka. You can't ruin damage in a bor. So therefore, left out this case. Samar says no. Imishum dash benira for this chiddush that a shor does damage by trampling over karka, la shiurhu, that's not called extra. So Atani, we learned already, shekein dako le'elech lehazik, because we learned already that a shor has a mile over bor, that a shor moves. That's what this means also. Since the shor travels, it could travel and ruin karka. Mashenk and a bor that stays still can't ruin any karka, because karka doesn't move. That was already included before. So her would be better, much better off, if we learned the price that goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, and therefore left out a few cases. Then the Mishnah says, in the case where like you were the cause for a little bit, half of the damage, still you have to pay for the whole damage. Turn around, but it's going to the price like this. What does the Mishnah mean? We learned, if you were the cause for part of the damage, you have to pay for the whole damage, as if you caused the whole damage. Kaitzen, what's the case talking about? So one case is, if you dug a bore 9 tefachim deep, and a second person came and dug another tefach down that made it into 10 tefachim, is achron chayiv, the second one is chayiv, even though you only made the bore a little bit deeper, that's called niksas, still it's chayiv for the whole thing. Or the like Rebbe, and then our mission is not like Rebbe. The Tanya would learn like this. What's the loch attack? Hachoyf v'bo'atisha. If Reuven first digs a bore 9 tefachim deep, O bo'acha v'shlimu le'asara, and somebody else comes then and digs it one more tefach to 10, achron chayiv. So Tanakam holds the achron is chayiv for everything. If somebody dies, if the shor dies there, the shor gets husak there, the achron is chayiv, it's called like his bore. Rebbe and Rebbe says no, it depends. Achron l'misa. If a shor falls there and dies there, so only the last one is chayiv. Like we had before, of course, it's only a mazik for misa if it's 10 tefachim deep. 9 tefachim deep is not normal to kill a shor, you'd be potter. So the one that only dug at 9 is potter for misa. Therefore, if a shor falls there and dies now, so only the second one is chayiv. But achar shneyem lenezik lemizokin. But let's say a shor falls there and only hurts itself, then Rebbe holds both of them a chayiv. The first one that dug 9 tefachim and the second one that dug 1 tefach, they have to pay together. If our Mishnah is Mashma, only the second one pays for the whole thing, it's not like Rebbe. We have Papa Mano, the Mishnah means Lemisa. The Mishnah is talking about for the Chi of Misa. For Divri Yakol, it's also going to everybody. That's what Mishnah means. That if you have a 9 Tfachim deep bore, and someone now digs one more Tefach to make it into 10, he's Chayiv if a Shor falls there and dies there. Eka the army son say, Lehmud like Rebbe. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Amar Papa no, Lemisa, Divri Yakol. Our Mishnah means in the case for Misa. That if you dug the bore now one more tefach to make it into 10, and now if a shor falls there and dies, it's called, even though you only dug one tefach, but you're the cause of the misa, you have to pay for the whole thing. Maskev l'arav zero, zero, yes, the kasha, the su leka, are there no more other cases like this, where you only did half, and still you chai for the whole thing? I'll bring you a lot of more cases. Vuhika, there are a lot of more cases. So tell you the kashik, what's the big kash here? Just because they're more, like we have one case already, so you have to bring down all the cases. Like you go like a kuruchla, next to Nezel, the Yeshvamatai says, the Shemadoch Lukum Asis like Rebbe. Because a little of a kash that said the Mishnah not like Rebbe. So therefore, I would rather find another case that goes according to everybody. That's why the Gemara is the kash, but Suleka, give a better case, that for sure goes according to everybody. Weika, there's a famous case like this. Mosa Shor Lechamisha Bnei Yodim. You gave over your shor for 5 people to watch it. One of the shomrim went away and left it over. Mehen v'hezek, and it did damage now. So chayiv. So only that one that was pasheya, he has to pay for everything. So what's the case talking about? Elena is going to tell me now the balavi you only have him inter. Without him, it can't be watched. In other words, you need 5 people to watch the shore. If so, pshita, for sure he's chayiv. The yuki of it, he did the whole damage. Like the other ones were watching it. And when he went away, he knew it was going to do damage now, so of course he's chayiv. So pshita is chayiv for those things. All right, another. Elo, the case is talking about Tibalav, Iyu, without him, Nami Minter. No, 4 people could also watch it. If so, my covered, what do you do wrong then? If there are 5 people starting off, and one person goes away, why is he chayiv at all? 4 people is enough to watch it. So then, maybe that's not a good case. Like Manashoch. If the case is that you need 5 people to watch it, so pshita that you chayiv, that's no chiddush. Maskel or Asheshis. We can have another case though. Mavr b'chavila, somebody adds more straw-like into the fire. Therefore, he should be chayiv. Hechidam, what's the case talking about?